take the fire out from the wire. I'd share life and you'd share life. I could take the fire out from the wire. I'd take you with no.
Ha 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 ha. folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Funny Music by Gelly Haha. Before that, we heard Dry Cleaning, Hit My Head All Day. And at the top, we heard Wolf Parade, I'll Believe in Anything.
Yes, okay. Today is literally, well, maybe tomorrow, is the last day to join the NDP if you want to vote in their upcoming leadership election. So just a PSA that you should totally do that. I'm pretty sure you can do it for $5.
Now, this is not a political show. We never talk about politics on this show. But you should do this because the NDP, we need to not be like America. Even if you don't like the NDP, we cannot allow this country to become a two-party system.
Yes, thank you. And also, like, yeah, you don't have to be a member for the rest of your life. Like, just pay $5. Vote in the membership election or the leadership election, and then say I'm a free agent again.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
I like to go how the wind blows me.
Vote for Abby Lewis.
Vote for Abby Lewis.
Naomi Klein's husband. Is there anything else you need to know?
Yeah, like, have I Googled this man? No. Is he married to Naomi Klein? Yes. That's all I need. So she's literally the smartest being to ever live on this earth. And you know, so she endorses
this man. I'm literally sitting right here.
Yeah. Well, be as smart as Naomi Klein, and I'll say nice things about you. But yeah, vote for this man. Join the party. You can join today or possibly tomorrow, but just to be safe, do it today. Just like Google NDP join or something. Yeah. It'll come up. You know, you're an adult. You know how to do it. It's fine.
Speaking of adults, we've got two records that are 20 years old this week. It's Cat Power's The Greatest and Cassie Atone for the Painfully Alone's Etiquette. This is a great band. This is a slept-on band. I'm going to play you some Cassie Atone for the Painfully Alone. This is Bobby Malone Moves Home. Here we go.
Hey, Bobby Malone. It's good to have you home. So you tried your own route, and it didn't work out. Well, you're not alone. A job that made you crazy, in a town you won't miss, and the drunks you called friends were a means to an end, and this is the end. Hey, Bobby Malone, how you have grown. A couple months on the couch while you figure things out won't do you wrong. Hey, Bobby Malone.
Hands are cupped around a match. I'm just trying to keep the lights on. The lighthouse should not be in leak with the rocks, though at some point it's all uncharted waters. And I didn't see there, I didn't see there. I didn't see there, I didn't see there.
I didn't see there.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Votive by the New Pornographers. That's a new single from those folks.
Did they kick that guy out of the band?
Yes, they did. Okay. before that, we heard Cat Power with The Greatest. And at the top, we heard Cassiatone for The Painfully Alone, Bobby Malone Moves Home. Now, how's that for a series of sounds that sound the same?
Nice. Good job. Yeah. Good tongue twister there.
That's right.
It's snowing. Has anyone looked outside the window?
Folks.
Well, maybe, you know,
have you
it's
heard
not
about
literally
this stuff?
Snowing right this second as you're listening to it.
It comes out of the clouds and it's all fluffy and white.
Yeah, it's
familiar?
Pretty crazy.
Toronto got the most snow in a single day on record.
Wow. Is that true?
That's true.
Insane.
We broke the record that had lasted since 1944.
Wow. Okay, well, yeah, it was a ton. I'm, mm-hmm. you know, I got a little snow day from work. What kind of grown-up can say that? Haha, you work-from-homers.
Apparently, there were parts, like, along the lake that got 80 centimeters.
Dang, that is crazy.
Crazy.
But yeah, the library's closed. Yay me, I'm chilling.
Uh-huh.
It's nice and cozy inside. We live on an island, and the boat doesn't like it. And,
no,
it's on a reduced schedule.
Because it has to fight through the ice to get to the other side.
So we are taking notes, staying home. Mm-hmm. The weather is saying, do not leave your house, which, okay, no problem. Except, you know. Work will be back on for me tomorrow, but it's fine. But yeah, our dog does not like it.
No, it's much taller than he is.
He is very short. He looks at me and says, I am not a husky. Why are you doing this to me? I thought it'd be so fun. I put his little boots on him. I put snow pants on. I was like, we're going to go leap through the snow. And he did like two, and he was like, I'm exhausted. This is so tiring. I can't see anything. I'm so cold. Please take me home. And he just started crying. And I was like, oh, okay. Sorry you're not fun, little dog. Sorry you're not a big, fluffy, Arctic dog.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's like the size of like a Cocker Spaniel. So.
A buddy in North Bay was saying that it's so cold that his dog won't poop.
Oh my God.
Just won't go poop outside.
Wow. Just giving itself constipation. That's, yeah. Dogs are hilarious. You used to live outside. But I suppose so did we.
Yep.
I mean, so are you going to go poop outside? Probably not. If you had to, you would hold it. I don't
That's
know.
True.
Wait for a warmer day, I suppose.
Yeah. Dogs were so happy when we invented inside.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. Thanks, humans. If
Great
from the
word.
Past. Because the snow is a lot. But it's so beautiful. It's very nice. It's cool. Sorry for those that do have to go in during the crazy days. Godspeed. I hope that you stay safe.
Yeah.
On the sidewalk and roads.
And thank you to the Uber delivery driver.
Oh my God.
Who...
Do not be ordering Uber Eats right now. Like, cook what's in your freezer.
Yeah, I was going to make a joke about doing that and then canceling the order immediately as soon as he left the restaurant. But yeah, no, don't do that, please.
Don't make someone deliver you food.
I
mean, maybe it's too late and Tuesday, maybe all the snow will be gone.
If,
but...
like, both of your arms and legs are broken, still. Don't do it.
You have french fries and peas probably in the freezer somewhere. Like, let's be eating that. I don't know. Is there some jerky in your cupboard for protein? I believe in you. You'll figure something out. Anyway.
Anyway, folks, we've got a lovely little team up here. This is Courtney Barnett and Waxahachie, Sight Unseen.
Let's figure if you will. Some notes I don't hit, but I don't give up. Look like him, you told us as kids. He died of a broken heart, and for every door you open, there's a room I can't go in. I'm breaking, I still can't find you. Now that every day the plane takes off, and every just to be your favorite daughter. Everywhere I run, I'm always running to you. Breaking my bed to carry the weight of your heart. But I keep dancing till I get sick. Why'd you have to dream so big? Why did no one listen when you hit the I'm a good actress. Look at the medals I won for ya. So you could imagine being the favorite daughter. Everywhere I run, I'm always running to ya. Breaking my back just to be as brave as my mother.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard On the Inside. That was by Me, You, and My Metronome. Before that, we heard Lord, Favorite Daughter, and at the top, Courtney Barnett and Waxahachie, Sight Unseen is the new song. Folks, we've been going track by track through the Mountain Goats. It's your Isopanicide Radio Minute. Through This Fire with Peter Balkan is the new record. And we are near the downturn of the record. This is the first and only song by Adam, in Adam's perspective of this record. For those just joining us, it's sort of like a serialized radio show at this point. This is an album about three people who get stranded on a desert island after their ship sinks and everyone else dies, and they're just trying to figure out how to survive and slowly coming to terms with the fact that that's not in the cards for them. And Adam is the first person to give up hope. This song is called Rocks in My Pockets, and it describes Adam's giving up and walking into the ocean to join his drowned brothers. It's pretty sad. It's very similar to another Mountain Goat song, In Corolla, which is also about a guy who walks into the ocean. It's a beautiful little track. I think it's very well written. I think like the symbol of the stone, like reoccurring, is very nice. It's just like a perfect gem of a track. I should also shout out Distant Stations, another earlier Mountain Goat song about a narrator who looks hard at a rock and describes it in great detail. It's just something he's interested in. We love rocks, don't we? I know JD carries rocks in his pockets himself, crystals and things that he likes. I find it charming. We're charmed by it. This is Rocks in My Pocket by the Mountain Goats.
Like a good luck charm for a soldier heading off into battle, I carried a stone in my pocket, something I found in Seattle. It vaguely resembled a face, and it looked like a headstone, a little deep groove from a wormer from years underwater, running right down the middle. Some people name their cars or their guitars. Some things are too fragile to name. Some things are made for the spotlight. Some live at the edge of the frame. Just a few days above surface, a lifetime below. Rocks in my pockets when I go. Stuck to the shoreline in the light of the torch, wrapped up in your bandage like a package on the porch. You were never gonna make it. I felt like you knew. But at least you'll have someone. For some of us, that won't be true. Some people go down swinging, getting a few punches. Some learn to ride the currents, some never learn. Probably not gonna leave the slightest trace in the wake. When it's my turn, tie down the sails. When the crosswinds blow, rocks in my pockets when I go. In the bark of a tree, little little signs of hope, like a good luck charm for a soldier, mailed home in an envelope. Some people go it alone, some need a friend. The weak ones get lucky, the strong ones stick around to see the end. Just a few days above surface, a lifetime below. Rocks in my pockets when I go. Rocks in my pockets when I go. Rocks in my pockets when I go.
Hello, folks, and thank you so much for hanging out with us this Indie Wake-Up Call. We just heard No Turning by Jaguar Son. Before that, Lia Pappas Kemp's with Towers, and at the top, The Mountain Goats Rocks in My Pockets. We're going to play you some La 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 La, Does This Go Faster? And then we're going to end with Nation of Language with their track Inept Apollo.
All right. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM are turning up the heat this winter with a stacked lineup of shows. At the Broom Factory, don't miss out on Metal Fusion cellist extraordinaire Raphael Weinreth Brown on January 23rd. On February 14th, you can see local rockers Casador take the stage, while Canadian punk rockers The Flatliners are live on February 20th. And don't miss out on Daniel Romano's Outfit on March 13th, followed by Schoolhouse and Braden Lamb on March 15th. And the winter season rounds up with The Sheepdogs live at Kingston Grand Theatre on March 16th. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
The radio show that helps you relax and unwind.